You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So now we start that downward slide to super cold temperatures. We'll be 30s today, 20s tomorrow, teens Saturday, single digits Sunday. Is that right? Yeah, 30, 20, teens,
yeah.
Singles.
I saw
and
some
overnight,
singles, yeah.
Over the weekend, anywhere from 0 to 5 below.
Boom.
So. Yeah,
buddy.
So I have to express concern with myself because I have been influenced by both my wife and my stepdaughter, who are huge, huge true crime junkies, and they're not alone. I mean, it is one of the hottest trends over the last couple of years in America. These true crime shows, documentaries, podcasts, YouTube videos. I walked in and Zoe was working on the puzzle the other day, and I was listening to the sound. I go, "What is that?" She reaches over to her phone and hits pause, and it's this YouTube video from England with a woman spending an hour just going over these, you know, true crime. This person was murdered, and this person is,
oh my gosh, so much murder going on.
Last night I got sucked in some show that popped up on Netflix. We were going to go watch our show, the one I've been telling you about, The Imposters, but instead there was one of the new shows that popped up. You know how on Netflix it'll just instantly start playing?
Which is annoying. Yes.
Yeah, and it'll start playing like the trailer for it.
Yeah.
And I was the one who went, wait a minute, what's that? We ended up watching two episodes of it, this new show called Crime Scene. And in particular, it's this missing girl. She's 21 and she travels from Vancouver, Canada down to LA, and she stays at the murder hotel. It's this hotel that has this horrible history, and it's down there by Skid Row, and they've had like 80 deaths in 10 years and blah blah blah. And I got
hooked.
Looking
at it here,
I got hooked.
It looks spooky.
Well, I mean, it's real life. I mean, it's true crime. I mean,
I know that's what makes it worse.
And
it's
so
spooky and real.
I have now officially crossed over to the dark side because I was the one who said, wait a minute, let's put The Imposters on hold. Let's watch that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't like the look of this at all.
It's not for you.
This is not for me at all.
You need Disney stuff, and this is not going to qualify.
I'm seeing a screenshot of a woman like standing in the corner of an elevator trying to escape, possibly. I don't know.
Listen. That video of her on the elevator was central to the whole show. So,
all right, I'm getting off of this screen right now.
Anyway, so I was at first I was pulled into all of it. Now I am leading the charge.
My goodness, man, what a twisted little family that you have.
No, you know that I'm sure there will end up being, you know, late at night you'll see the police lights, you know, parked in front of my house at some point. I'm sure.
Right. Oh, God. What a horrible thought.
About that. What's going on with you?
Well, I do want to give a little shout out to everybody that had a bad day yesterday. Maybe you stubbed your toe or your kids were horrible or something went on at work. And you're like, oh, my day is
Should
ruined.
Should we play that song?
Because I had a bad day. Not as bad as this guy. It was a big rig driver in Hollywood, Florida yesterday. Of course, this is coming out of Florida. The driver of the big rig, his name is Manuel Fernandez, and he was hauling his load while traveling west along Sheridan Street. Dom, that's a good street. Now, as he was going down the street, he saw a red pickup truck speeding in the other direction. The red pickup lost control, crossed over the median, started coming at Manuel, swerved in front of him, and ended up crashing into a house, the pickup. Well, Manuel said this dude was going crazy fast and lost complete control. He saw the whole thing. And since the pickup was coming at him in the opposite direction, he had to slam on his brakes of his big rig to avoid being hit, which caused the load that he was hauling in the back, which was a massive amount of human waste, to slosh up and over the front of his big rig, completely covering the front of it and sloshing and completely covering the entire pickup and the side of the house that it ran into.
Oh my God.
And yes, there are pictures. They are on our Facebook if you want to check it out. Turns out the dude in the pickup ended up getting out and bolting. He made a run for it, shouldn't be too hard to find him, I would think. Just follow the smell. The story goes on to say that crews spent much of the morning trying to clean up the area. They were even having to use backhoes at one point to scoop up the massive amounts of smelly sludge. The air, I guess, is breathable again, but they're still today, this morning, trying to clean up the area. So, again, if you feel like you had a bad day yesterday, you weren't covered in human waste. So I call that a win.
You know, my takeaway from this story?
What?
The next time you're on the road, look to your left, look to your right. There could be a vehicle next to you hauling that stuff. You never think about it, do you?
And again, another reason to check the Carfax when you go buy pickup trucks, okay?